How are you, Patrick?
Good, Tony. How are you?
All right, I got 13 emails in the last 72 hours, which basically have the same theme. Please ask your expert why gas prices are jumping to almost $4 per gallon. Mr. DeHaan, you have the floor.
Yeah, you know, isn't it ridiculous? I'm looking here, at Tony, at a week ago, we're paying 34 cents higher, more than just a week ago, 34 cents a gallon. You know, what's going on this week is after the Department of Energy came out with that weekly report that I have mentioned to you in the past. Last Wednesday, it showed that we saw another large decline in gasoline inventories. And basically, we're in a very sensitive time of year while we're approaching summer. And so many big declines we see in gasoline inventories are concerning. And believe it or not, now we're looking at inventories that are 9 million barrels below where they were a year ago. Not only that, but the economy this year certainly has improved since last year. And so we're looking at a situation where we have higher demand and lower supply. Not only that, but we're entering a time of year when we're very sensitive and we need more gas as we approach summer. And refineries typically are beginning to undergo maintenance. So there's a limited ability to supply the market with more gasoline. And so we are seeing drops in supply. And that's certainly pushing up oil prices. This morning, we're looking at another record high near $109 a barrel. That's up from $108 a barrel last night. So not much relief in sight.
Why the decline in inventory?
Well, there's a few reasons. Like I said, we are seeing higher demand than we were last year. That's eating at some of the gasoline inventories. Refineries are beginning to undergo maintenance, and so they have a limited ability to supply the market with as much gas. And so we're seeing a production of gasoline dropping slightly. But basically, the economy is in a good situation, and we're using more gas. And so it's a catch-22. The economy improves, but there's more people going to work. There's more people going on spring break because they have jobs and they want to. And so that means that across the country, we're using more gas. And that's why we're seeing this latest round of increases.
Why doesn't the oil industry plan for this? Can't they, you know, plan on, well, we're going to shut the refineries down. We've got to change the blends of gas. You know, this is one of those places where the public thinks that manipulation of the pricing is done.
Yes, certainly. You know, you would think that this is something that happens every year with prices going up. You'd think that they would get a little smarter and say, hey, well, you know, let's boost production or have some production built up so that we can deal with the situation that happens every year. But that's not the way it works, unfortunately. And they don't have anything readily available. And this is the time of year when we transition from this winter spec gasoline to summer spec gasoline. And they have to start over every year, Tony, with building up summer gasoline inventories. They start fresh every year. They have no summer gas because it won't hold up over the winter. And so at the end of the summer, they sell through all of it. And then every springtime, they have to start fresh. And that's kind of why prices go up in the spring as well, is because there's this rush to produce summer gas. And there's very little supply of it early on in the season. And that's a situation that repeats itself almost every year.
So where do you anticipate prices will go once these refineries change over to the new blends and get their spring cleaning done? Are we going to see prices stabilize, decrease, or hold?
Well, Tony, unfortunately, we're only in April. And this is something that plays out, this refinery maintenance, plays out for several weeks. And actually, one of the larger refineries that supplies us here in the Midwest and in Northwest Indiana, they just began maintenance. And so for us locally, we may see a pinch even more here in the next 4 weeks. And so we may see prices go above $4 a gallon here in the next couple weeks, and it may get even worse. You know, we're still 7 weeks away from Memorial Day weekend. I expect that gas prices will peak at some point in May, whether that's the first week in May or closer to Memorial Day weekend. That's typically when we see gasoline prices hit their peak, is sometime in May. So after that, everybody's asking what's going to happen after Memorial Day. Well, typically, gasoline prices will stabilize or drop. We're not talking about a whole lot of a drop, but we could see prices get back to, $350, $360. Don't expect a huge drop after Memorial Day. Prices will still be high, but if you're planning a summer vacation, I would take it earlier in the summer, because we all know that when hurricane season starts, we could see prices go up even more then. So much of the year, at least, we'll be well over $3 a gallon.
So are you saying those days of $3 a gallon for gas are gone?
Oh, no. Well, you know, we'll still be seeing the $3 around. You know, the days of $3.19 or $3.29, they might be gone for several weeks or months, but we'll see some $3. I don't expect us to spend much time above $4 a gallon. At this time, I don't foresee new record prices that we saw in 2008. The situation's a little bit different this year. It's certainly possible, though, but I really expect that much of 2011 we will see $3, whether it's $3.50, $3.70, $3.80. We'll spend more time in that territory than over $4 a gallon.
Well, Patrick, it could be worse. It could be better. I saw a story in USA Today where the price of gasoline in Brazil was 6 cents per gallon, and the price of gas in England was more than $8.50 a gallon. So I guess being stuck in the middle or a little less than the middle is not so bad.
You know, we don't have it too bad here. Yeah, think of Europe. Everywhere in Europe, you know, as much as $10 a gallon. But you go down to Venezuela, like you said, 6 cents a gallon. But keep in mind that their gasoline is heavily subsidized by the government. So while the government's paying all the extra money for the gasoline, the motorists are only paying a few cents.
What's the current prices around the mid-Michigan area, Patrick?
You know, we are seeing just about every area here at $3.89.9 this morning. There are some scattered locations, some of your warehouse clubs that you love. Some of the Sam's had been holding in the 360s. They may do that. I would say if you can find gas in the 360s, it would probably be wise to fill up. That is, if you like saving money, if you like giving the oil companies money, feel free.
All right, Patrick, as always, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony.